Elaine Page is often called the Queen of British Musicals. She created the role of Evita for Andrew Lloyd Webber and Grisabella, who sings Memory in Cats. She played Edith Piaf in Piaf and Anna in The King and I. Lord Andrew says she has a belt voice in areas where no self-respecting angel will ever dare to tread, and she has the heart to use this God-given voice in a way that imbues it with true emotion.
Not a sound on the paper, 'cause the moon lost her memory.
Ooh. For the past 6 years, Elaine Page has hosted a weekly radio show on BBC Two.
88 to 91 FM, Elaine Page.
Elaine Page Sunday, EPOS, in which she plays music and interviews theater folks and always seems to have a good laugh.
That number was performed by Dick Van Dyke.
Why is that funny?
Just the way I said it. Who celebrates?
Elaine Page, who's smiling, if not laughing, joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, it's a great pleasure to be here.
What makes you laugh so much?
I don't know. I just see the funny side in things, I think, and that was just quite an amusing moment on my radio program, and it occurs more often than not, I think, these days. Sometimes something, you know, will crop up and I lose the plot, as they say, and giggle away.
What are some of your favorite programs that you've done, or favorite moments and favorite
shows? Oh, my goodness. Well, I've interviewed Liza Minnelli and Bette Midler and Hal Prince. I came to New York to interview, and Stephen Schwartz. I mean, I'll never forget, for example, having tea with Angela Lansbury in her home in L.A. and, you know, discussing essential musicals. We asked everybody to choose their five essential musicals. And with her, of course, I discussed Gypsy and Mame and
Sweeney Todd. Those are all shows she was in.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, it was pretty amazing to be talking to her because she's such a legend. And it's been an education for me and also just a wonderful new area of my life to be able to sit on the other side of the desk and ask my heroes and heroines about their life and how they got to be where they are. You know, I've always been fascinated with people's stories, so it's a wonderful thing to be able to sit opposite them live and chatter on as we are sort of doing now. In fact, I think I'm doing far too much talking.
No. Well, that's why you're here. I want you to talk. So what are your five essential musicals?
Well, obviously my first and the one that inspired me to be part of musical theatre was West Side Story. I remember that I didn't ever see it on stage. I saw it on film. And I think before that even, I heard it on record.
So if I went...
Oh. Yeah.
That brings it back.
That just brings it all back. That's my favourite. I love Singing in the Rain. Oh, gosh, what else? My Fair Lady, I think, is one of the great musicals of all time.
Yeah.
And there's an endless, endless list that I am now even more aware of than I perhaps was before I started doing the radio show, because having asked so many people what theirs are and playing the tracks from them, I've kind of come to know and love many more than just my own few favourites.
Do you have a favourite number of yours?
Of my own?
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. Ask that question of other people sometimes.
I guess. It's such a difficult question. Evita, obviously, will always be very special to me because it was the first major musical that I did on stage and created in the UK with Hal Prince directing. So that's always going to be very, very special to me. But I think Memory probably is the one I'm probably most possessive about in a weird way. And I never get tired of singing it because it's so sort of operatic, if you like, in its structure. It has that wonderful strident piece at the end when she sings Touch Me.
All along with a memory of my
that is just one of his most brilliant songs, I
think.
It
clutches the heart.
It is. It does tear at the heartstrings, I think, both melodically and lyrically. It's a great marriage. I think that's the thing, why it makes it such a special song. And I think any really great song has to have that. You have to have the lyric and the melody that really sort of marry up together.
Do you listen to much music when you're...
I don't listen to so much music now. I did when I was younger. Music is so much part of my work that I like peace and quiet now when I go home and shut the door. I think, oh, it's just so wonderful to not have anything, any radio music or anything. I do listen to the radio more than I ever did when I was younger. I do listen to music, but not like I did. And if I do, it's more often than not these days classical music, because I find that rather peaceful and kind of calming. Life, I think, seems to hurry by so fast, and there's so much going on, especially now with all this modern technology that we're all hooked into. There's very little time for peace and quiet and silence, and I'm always in search of that, it seems, these days.
Elaine Page, a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure talking to you,
Scott. Try and keep a straight face while I call you this one more time.
Oh, okay? No. What are you going to say now?
Elaine Page, the queen of the British musicals. But moreover, the host of Elaine Page on Sunday on BBC Two, which can be heard all over the world, live on Sunday, or downloaded every day of the week.
It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
How I feel that I still need your love after all.